What is going on, everyone? Robbie here from the Big Red Express. What a week it has been. And you guys are getting a little bonus episode that we're not talking about 18.4 today. We'll talk about that a little bit later on this week. Don't forget, we are going to have our Thursday kind of flagship show, and we're talking about 18.4 and so much more. This episode is going to be released on Tuesday. It's going to be trying to get you guys more and more footage as we go along. I'm going to try to add in some different content as well, not only interviews as the open season kind of wraps up moving forward, but also just kind of whatever's on my mind. I want to be talking about some common interests, maybe some wrestling talk. You know, as many of you guys know, I'm a big WWE fan, a big pro wrestling fan. So maybe I'll add some of that. I know there's a lot of CrossFitters that do WWE superstars that do CrossFit. So maybe try to get some of them on the podcast and talk to them. You know what? But it's going to be a lot more of just kind of me talking about what I talk about. And I'm going to be doing these every single day. Some episodes are going to be long. Some episodes are going to be short. But you know what? I want to get content out to you more than once a week because I've got a lot of things to talk about. And I've heard that if you want to make opportunities, if you want to succeed in life, you just got to make opportunities for yourself. And you know what? Once a week just isn't cutting it for me. I want to talk to you guys as many times as I can. And the way that you guys can hear me every single week, if you go over to iTunes, you guys can just subscribe to the podcast. It's just right easy as going to Apple Podcast, searching the Big Red Express, and then clicking that subscribe button for every single episode directly downloaded to your mobile device, whatever you have. We're also on Stitcher Radio. We're on the TuneIn app. We're going to be hopefully on Spotify here pretty soon. And we're going to be trying to do more and more kind of footage and things like that. I know I've said that tons of times in the past, but you know what? I'm serious about it this time, and I want to get it as much coverage and as much footage and as much kind of talking pieces as I can for all of you guys. So what's this mean? How many episodes a week are we talking? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I don't know. Really, it depends on how I'm feeling. I really want to wake up. I want to get into a routine every single day where I wake up, I record an episode in the morning, and release it that day. Things are fresh. Things are almost kind of like a radio show type of deal. Maybe we'll do some live streams on Facebook so you guys can watch along as we do the podcast live, and then you'll be able to go and hear the recording a little bit later on. I'm still figuring all that out, trying to figure out how maybe we're going to do some exclusive just Facebook Live videos, some extra content on that. So make sure you guys are heading on over to our Facebook page and clicking the subscribe button and the like button on our Facebook page, the Big Red Express. It's really the best way that you guys can get in touch with us, and we can, you know, see how you're doing. If you guys also want to get in touch with us, we're also got so many different emails. You guys can hit us up at thebigredexpress@yahoo.com, robbie@thebigredexpresspodcast.com, and so many more. Again, we are going to be talking about anything and everything, not just CrossFit related, but fitness related, weightlifting related. If it is top news in the sport of fitness, weightlifting, strongman, whatever the case may be, we are going to talk about it, and we are going to do our best to get the biggest and best guests as we kind of move forward in our, you know, in our journey. A lot of these people and me in general, I focus mainly on the CrossFit and fitness aspect of things. But I really want to get into kind of everything and everything. A lot of it talks going to be about CrossFit. You know, I mean, that's obviously maybe one day a week I will talk just a CrossFit centric podcast. Maybe another day a week I'll talk about WWE and kind of what's going on there and my opinions on that. I listen to a lot of wrestling podcasts and I love them. And it's something that, like I said, I'm passionate about. I love talking about it. And you know what? It's different content for different people. And I hope that everyone, no matter, you know, hopefully every day of the week, I can perform some content that is going to be right for you. And just kind of get into the swing of things and record a podcast every single day. Hopefully, and I would love to do it 5 days a week. If not, maybe a couple bonus episodes on the weekend. It really just depends on the feedback that I get from these episodes. But I want to let you guys know I'm going to be doing some extra footage. And it's going to start today. Obviously, A lot of you guys know, you guys have been following my journey since really July 4th of last year. I'm just going to kind of lay it out there and kind of tell you my story, because that's what this podcast is going to be about. It's going to be about, you know, obviously a lot of new things happening with the podcast. I'm going to be putting out more and more content as the days go on and as the weeks go on. But I really wanted to tell you guys just how great it has been to get the support from you guys. As many of you guys know, last July 4th, I started running a mile a day. And I did that mile a day for about 150 days straight, where I was running a mile a day every single day. And a lot of you guys, you know, followed my journey on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, whatever the case may be. And I decided back in November that I would start a training program, and I would start training for the Shamrock Half Marathon. Well, that half marathon was yesterday. We're recording this on a Monday, and I finished it, guys. That's right. My hard work paid off. As nervous as I was going into it, I think, you know, my mental stability was a little bit more rocky than I would have liked it to be. You know, but nonetheless, I got through it, and you know what? I finished my second ever half marathon. It wasn't easy. I definitely wanted to quit it at many points, not only in my training, but in the leading up weeks to it, and I really just became unmotivated. And I don't know if you guys have ever, you know, I'm going to be real with you guys here for a second, but I don't know if you guys have ever set a goal for yourself, and you're doing great at the beginning, you're really motivated to kind of, you know, go on with it and really things like that. Well, I was super motivated. I had someone that was giving me a training program, and, you know, each and every week I was more nervous and more nervous about doing the certain run that I had. But you know what? I got through it, and I was doing the runs. And then, you know, back in January, the person that was getting my training program from and my weekly programming and things like that just decided to stop contacting me altogether. Really just decided to, I don't know if he just, you know, just decided to not, just he didn't want it to do it anymore. If he got busy, I know, you know, this obviously was a busy time for him with the marathon and all that stuff. But you know what? It was very hard from the moment when he stopped sending me my routines and my programs from week to week to really stay motivated, because I was really on my own after all this happened. I was on my own when it came to, you know, doing what I needed to do. It was hard to not have someone regimented to give me a program and to tell me what to do. And I don't know if you guys have ever been in a opportunity where someone has invested some time in you and invested in a program for you, and you're going through this whole program, then about halfway through, a little bit more than halfway through, he just kind of stops contacting you, or they just kind of give up on you. I don't know if he gave up on me, if he just kind of lost faith in my running ability. I know it was right around the time when I took a break off of social media, so I don't know if he got mad at me because I wasn't going to be plugging him as much as he wanted me to. But you know what? It was a very hard hit for me. It was very, very difficult to stay motivated in any point, in any realm of things. But you know what? I continued on. I didn't run as much as I probably should have, but I still trained for it. I still did what I thought I needed to do. I called in some help from some other people around me, and you know what? I got through it, and you know what? I proved him wrong. I proved a lot of people that didn't think I could do this. I proved myself wrong, and I think that was the biggest thing. Not only is it hard when someone that you really invest yourself in, and obviously this person had invested at least 2 months in me, and he invested some time in me, planning out workouts for me, planning out training runs and things like that. And then obviously just, I don't know if he just gave up on me. I don't know if he just didn't think I could do it anymore or what the case was, what was, but you know, it was hard to kind of bounce back after that. I obviously took a big hit. Motivation just wasn't there. I became very, very mentally out of it. I was tired of it. I really stopped running as much as I should have. I still ran, I still trained, I still did the best that I could, but not as much as I think I should have. But you know what? I was on my own. I had never done something like this before, where it was really just me on my own. I did that the last time that I ran the half marathon back in 2013. But you know what? It didn't really turn out well. And just overall, this half marathon felt so much better than that last one. And I tell people this all the time, and a lot of people have heard the story, and a lot of people tell the story about how I was running. I ran my last half marathon. It was the same half marathon, the Shamrock one, back in 2013. It was right after I had just lost about 80 to 90 pounds just doing CrossFit. I lost so much weight from getting into CrossFit and doing all that stuff. And then I decided, you know what? I want to challenge myself. I want to run a half marathon. It's something that I never thought that I could do. It's something that I never thought that would even be possible. But I challenged myself. I didn't train hardly at all. I probably ran maybe 7 times between the time that I decided to sign up in December to the race in March. And my longest run was 7 miles. I didn't have anyone telling me what to do, but I still did CrossFit four or five times a week. And so that was kind of my only motivation to kind of keep doing it. And sure enough, it bit me in the butt. I obviously didn't train hard enough, and I paid drastically for it. My calf cramped up with about a mile to go. It was one of the most excruciating days of my life. It was one of the hardest and most painful experiences that I've ever had in any sporting event. But I did finish. Thankfully, I did finish that race, and I finished this one as well. My body is still kind of, it's still in pain. But hey, I just kind of wanted to share that with you. And I got to give a huge shout out. I honestly couldn't have gotten through it if it wasn't for PJ Costanza. A lot of you guys know, I've been posting pictures the last couple of days of PJ, and just, he stuck with me the entire time. This is a guy that when I signed up back in November, I've known him since high school. We've been really good friends. We haven't really kept in touch. I mean, we didn't really keep in touch as much until, probably 3 or 4 years back. And we kind of, continue to be friends. And our friendship has kind of built since then. But man, he's been getting into running the last couple of years. And when he saw that I was starting to run, he was like, man, we need to run some more. And we've been on some runs before. I ran with him at the track once and did some other things like that. But the day that I signed up for the half marathon, the day of, was back in November. I remember him telling me that I literally signed up for the half marathon. And then like 10 minutes later, I get a text message from PJ. This is back in November, rather, mind you. Saying, yo, I'm running the half marathon with you. We're going to do this. And I was thinking to myself, what in the world are you talking about, bro? There's no way you're going to run a half marathon with me. He has been running for 2 years. He lost a lot of weight running. He's such a great runner. But man, he was just like, you know what? I'm going to do this with you. And you know what? He did it. He stayed with me the entire race. I know I wasn't the fastest person in the world. I was probably one of the slowest ones out there. But, he stuck with me from the start to the finish. And, man, big shout out to him, because honestly, if it wasn't for him, if it wasn't for the accountability that he had for me, literally the entire way from the start to the finish, from when I wanted to quit, from, times where I was just like, dude, I don't want to do this anymore. I think it was like 4 or 5 miles ago. I was like, PJ, I'm ready for this to be over. I don't want to talk to anyone. I'm in a bad mood. I don't want to do this anymore. But he was like, you know what? We're getting through this. He said, don't give up on yourself this easily. You got this. And you know what? We finished. And he helped me finish. He helped me get across that finish line. If you guys want to see that footage, he actually, I sped up a little bit toward the end, probably about, 50 meters to go. And he actually shot a video of me from behind, crossing the finish line. I had no idea he was doing this until he sent that to me. And man, it was just such a cool moment to be able to cross that finish line for the second time in that race. And I say this every time I do it. Obviously, I've only done it twice, that I will never do it again. I'm a day after it. Obviously, I was in a lot of pain yesterday. My knees still bothering me a little bit. But you know what? It wasn't as bad as the last time I ran it. I don't think it's going to be as long until I get right back into it. And I think it's a very cool thing that, you know, I'm still doing it and that I'm continuing to do it as much as I am. Am I going to stop running? I'll probably take a little bit of a break from running, but I will run again. Will I run a half marathon again? I don't know. Right now, probably not, but that could change in another 5 to 6 months. Hey, heck, it could change in another month or two. But I think the best thing for me to right now, I kind of took a big break from CrossFit while I was running a lot, but I really want to get back in the gym and get back into shape and really change my life for the better again. I want to lose some more weight. I want to kind of get back in CrossFit shape, and I do want to run every once in a while. I want to take at least one or two days a week, at least one day a week. I want to go out and run a few miles. I think it's important for me to do. I think it's important for everyone to run a little bit, whether you hate it, whether you love it. I think it's important for everyone to kind of get out there and move. And really, that was the biggest reason why I started running a mile a day, because I know how everyone's schedule can get. My schedule gets crazy with the work that I do and with the things that I do. I travel a lot, and it's very, very difficult for me to, you know, really get in a groove in terms of getting in a physical activity exercise routine. And yeah, it's not a good excuse at all, but you know what? It does happen. And it's one of those things where I'm not going to give up and I'm going to kind of get right back into it and do it all over again. It's just kind of getting in a routine, and I got into a routine starting July 4th of last year. I lost some weight. I did lose a good amount of weight, and I got in a lot better shape in terms of just my body and my legs and things like that. I was in running shape this year for this half marathon. My time may have been a little bit slower, but honestly, I walked a little bit this year. I felt so much better. I didn't collapse after the race. I didn't, you know, feel like I couldn't walk after the race. I was obviously moving slow. But you know what? It was a great race, man, and it was just so much fun. The weather was perfect. It was so cool to be able to interact with people and see some people that I haven't seen in a long time. But it was a lot of fun, but it was a good experience. I'm glad I did it again. And will I do it again in the future? Most likely, yeah. But yeah, guys, I just kind of wanted to share how it went. I know a lot of you guys have been paying attention to my journey when I started with a mile a day. Heck, a lot of you guys have been following me from the very first day I started CrossFit. And, you know, man, that was so long ago, back in 2012, almost 6 years ago, I started CrossFit. I believe it'll be 6 years this May. Is my kind of CrossFit anniversary. And really, if it wasn't for Ben, if it wasn't for the Smith family, if it wasn't for them kind of investing in me and putting me on their shoulders, then I wouldn't be doing this podcast. I wouldn't be running at all. I would probably be, you know, 350 pounds, fat, lazy, single, and in the worst shape of my life. But because I made a decision to get into a gym, to get into a garage, rather, and to ask one of my best friends who I've known for, you know, over a decade to say, hey man, I need to get into shape. Can you help me out? And he was like, you know what? Come on over. And the rest is history. I've told this story millions of times, and I'm sure you guys have heard it a lot of times of just how I got started in CrossFit, but that's all it took. All it took is one of my best friends, Ben Smith, to tell me, come over. We're going to work out, we're going to get you in shape, and we're going to change your life. And that's what it did. It was hard, but you know what? It was so worth it in the end. And the things that I've been able to do, the people that I've been able to meet, the places I've been able to go because of that decision literally have changed my life forever. And I say it all the time, but I can't thank Ben and his family enough just for that. And for everything they've done in my life, not only for the podcast, but for my life personally, the most amazing people and the most amazing journey that I've ever been a part of has been the last 6 years. And it's been absolutely incredible. Guys, that's going to do it for this edition of the Big Red Express. Again, These are just going to be randomly coming out whenever I feel like recording an episode. Sometimes they're going to be more than once a week, more than twice. Maybe I'll have a week where we do 5 episodes in a week. I don't know. We'll see. We're going to go until we run out of space. And you know what? We're going to have some fun along the way, guys. I want to thank you guys so much for everything you've done for me, the podcast. Check us out on social media. Please, please, please head on over to iTunes. Click that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star rating and review. It helps us out. We want to know what you're listening to and how you're listening and what you want us to talk about. Yes, this podcast started as a sports podcast. Now it is a fitness CrossFit podcast. It's going to evolve again. Some big things coming up, some big plans that I have that it's not going to just be for the CrossFitter. It's going to be for someone that just wants to hear a good story. It's for someone that just wants to hear how I'm doing. It's going to be an outlet for me to kind of spew whatever kind of junk I want to talk about. And hopefully there's at least one or two of you out there that actually want to listen on a daily basis. Guys, thanks so much. We love you so much. And you know what? We'll talk to you on Thursday for our 18.5 preview and 18.4 review. This has been the Big Red Express with yours truly, Robbie Vogler, saying so long, and we'll see you on Thursday.